Turning with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 25. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 25, it reads, "But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and upon Jerusalem." Our title today is "The Sin of Ingratitude." Ingratitude is a common sin among mankind today. But ingratitude has become quite common among many professing Christians as well. Ingratitude is an unresponsive attitude or disposition to someone who has performed a worthy deed on another. We read of many who showed ingratitude in Scripture. We remember the butler and the baker who were in prison with Joseph. After Joseph predicted that the butler's life would be restored, he made one request of him: "Remember me when it be well with thee." Once the butler got his job back in the palace of the king, he forgot all about Joseph. That is ingratitude. And how about the 10 lepers who were cleansed from leprosy, cleansed by Jesus? 90% of them showed ingratitude. They were unresponsive in giving glory to God. The natural man who has no allegiance to Christ and his gospel will never acknowledge the goodness of God. Fact is, Romans tell us that the goodness of God lead us to repentance. The scriptures say that God causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust as well. But man never render to the God of heaven his due. But ingratitude towards God is not overlooked and will not be overlooked. We are told in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 25, "But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and upon Jerusalem." King Hezekiah, you know, was the 13th king of Judah after the kingdom was divided. He may have been one of the greatest kings in Judah. His name is similar to Uzziah. It means Jehovah strengthens. Hezekiah, as you know, was the son of a wicked king named Ahaz. His mother was the daughter of Zechariah the priest, the one who influenced Uzziah back in 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5. Hezekiah reigned in co-regency with his father Ahaz for a short time. When he became threatened by a deadly disease, he was told to set his house in order. You may remember that. And this explains why he shared another co-regency with his son Manasseh for 15 years. So Hezekiah had a lot of co-regencies. In totality, Hezekiah reigned for 29 years. He was an outstanding king in his reforms in Judah as he sought to undo what his father did, that wicked legacy of Ahaz. Hezekiah was miraculously healed after a visit from Isaiah the prophet. In spite of this benefit, he was unresponsive to the goodness of God, and thus we have this sad commentary in verse 25 that I've read to you, that Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Hezekiah received many benefits, many other benefits at the hand of the Lord, for which he didn't render thanks to God. Our text seemed to refer to one benefit, but there were many other benefits that we can read of in the narrative. But let me open up this subject of ingratitude on the four lines to you today. First, we see the symptoms of ingratitude. The text says, but Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. This is a symptom. Unthankfulness is a symptom of ingratitude. Not rendering worthy returns again to God according to the benefit done. Let me name some of these benefits in sequence. One, the benefit of a godly friendship. Hezekiah had that benefit. Isaiah the prophet was his trusted friend. We read of the two men in 2 Chronicles 32, verse 20. And for this cause, Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, prayed and cried to heaven. They were what you call prayer partners, Hezekiah and Isaiah. When the Assyrian king threatened the nation of Israel, Judah, Hezekiah found help from God through the prayers of the prophet Isaiah. The prophet not only prayed with Hezekiah, he advised him. Well, this is a trusted friendship. We read in the 2 Kings portion of scripture, as I turn back there, we read in chapter 20, verse 1 in 2 Kings, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. In those days, of course, we mean to the days of where the two of them were friends between Isaiah and Hezekiah. This is a benefit from God, the benefit of a godly fellowship and friendship. It's one of the graces the king forgot to render thanks for in his life. Isaiah had free access to the palace and always went there to converse with this king. He also had access, Isaiah, to the temple. And it shows the kind of privilege Hezekiah enjoyed. So we see these two noticeable benefits, don't we? First, we see this friendship, where the prophet prayed and counseled. Yet Hezekiah manifests this spirit of ingratitude and unresponsiveness. There's a second memorable benefit Hezekiah received from the hand of God that we all are familiar with. The benefit of that great deliverance from the Assyrians, from defeat. The mighty Sennacherib came upon the nation of Judah. Of course, Assyria was the superpower of that day, and they came to besiege the nation of Judah. They were no match. Judah was no match for the Assyrian army. But God miraculously wrought a great deliverance for Hezekiah. In chapter 32, verse 21 and 22, in our passage, we read, and the Lord sent an angel which cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. Verse 22, thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. This was a great victory that God had granted Hezekiah. The Assyrian king, Sennacherib, made a big mistake. And you know what that mistake is? He dishonored God, the God of Israel, the God of the world, and insulted God's people. After this, he suffered a humiliating defeat, and he went back home with his tail between his legs. You know, as I ponder this today, men in political status, political office, should take a cue from this king. Today you dare not speak about the goodness of God. Can you imagine if a news reporter get on the television and says, today I want to talk about the goodness of God? They would haul him away. They would put him away. And he wouldn't have a job. This is how people view Christians today. This is our world. Today you dare not speak of the goodness of God. Christians are looked upon as kooks, simple-minded, bigots, to be seen and not heard. This is really today in our culture. We shouldn't try to be buddy-buddy with the world at all. King Sennacherib paid a very steep price for dishonoring the God of Israel. Hezekiah enjoyed great deliverance from this mighty king, but he showed symptoms of ingratitude and rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. But the third benefit in which Hezekiah failed to give thanks was that one that broke the camel's back. Hezekiah received the benefit of recovery from a death bed. You remember that, don't you? 2 Chronicles 32, nearing the text, 32-24. In those days Hezekiah was sick to death and prayed unto the Lord. And he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. A lot of people like this verse, but they don't read much further than that. Hezekiah was the only human being who moved Jehovah God to turn back the clock hands. The sun went back 10 degrees based on the prayer of Hezekiah. We can read a more detailed account about this sign given Hezekiah in Isaiah 38 and 2 Kings 20, which we have in the paper that you can see. King Hezekiah was given a sign and was restored to life from his death bed. He turned to God in his sickness and the Lord healed him. It was a miracle. But sometime later in his life, he rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. It was not that he did not render absolutely, but he did not render according to the benefit. When comparing the magnitude of the benefit received from God, Hezekiah's returns to God did not measure up. He fell short. In other words, he was unresponsive. The text didn't say that he did not render again. It simply says he did not render according to the benefit done unto him. Let me give you an example. If someone was to give me a new dress shirt, let's say for Christmas, I am obligated to say to that person, thanks for the shirt that you gave me. But if someone had rescued me from death, say in an accident, taken me to the emergency room, my thanks should be measured in ways that are incomparable to receiving a dress shirt, shouldn't it be? It shouldn't be a casual thanks. There should be a great disparity in my thanks and praise to that person more than a casual thank you for a new shirt. But this is what it is meant by Hezekiah not rendering accordingly. Maybe you can check off all of these boxes that I shared with you today. The benefit of a godly friendship or fellowship with the Lord's people. The benefit of great deliverance, or even the benefit of restoration from sickness. Some of you had families that may have been touched recently by sickness. Or maybe you have enjoyed the benefit of restoration back to health. But maybe these words can be said of you, that you rendered not again according to the benefit done unto you. Little or no returns. When you look at what you give back to God, it's nothing, crumbs. No time for him, or little time for him. How many today are using this crisis time as an excuse for their failure in rendering again according to the benefit done unto them? How many are using this time? How many of you are failing to return appropriate worship to the Lord Jesus, who has saved your soul? How many, I wonder, and how many have been provided for over the course of this crisis, and they are failing to remember that there is such a thing as the grace of tithing and giving. How many of you have not returned according to that benefit? I wonder about that. Maybe you're hearing me. And how many have failed to bend their knees in prayer for the servants of God who are proclaiming his word, and our fellow brethren? My friends, these are symptoms of ingratitude. My brother, you don't know what you were touching on yesterday, but the script was already written. I wonder about you people at City View Baptist Church today. Good number of professors of religion are in hiding. That's what they're doing. They're hiding. Not for the sake of this grave sickness. People will still be going about their usual routine. I was on the street yesterday. The supermarkets are filled. The garden stores are filled. The flowers are being purchased. I was there yesterday. Of course, I had on my mask, and you should. But some of you are in hiding, literally. Not because of sickness, but because you are failing to render according to the benefit done unto you. To take note of the word of God today. Point number two, the second thing we draw from our text is the source of ingratitude. Not only did we see the symptoms, let's look at the source of ingratitude. The text says, but Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. There you have it. His heart was lifted up. Paul used the word puffed up. It's almost verbatim to what we read of Uzziah, who did the same thing just a mere 25 years earlier. When he was strong, his heart was lifted up. Hezekiah felt entitled to these benefits. The benefit of answered prayer. His friendship with the prophet. His restoration to health. He felt entitled. After all, God heard and answered my prayer. And he answered and he showed me a sign. Some think because of their earnest prayer that God will help them. That they are obligated to answer prayer. Hezekiah had a new lease on life. 15 years. He felt that it was of his own making. And we can get like this. Many professing Christians have become like this. I pray and he answered. I'm back on my feet again. They feel that they're entitled to hear a sermon preach every Lord's Day. Our prayers rendered on our behalf. They even solicit the prayers of God's people. Some don't at all. They're just getting by on their own. Remember what God said to Israel before they entered the land of promise. He says, when you come into the land that I give to you and enjoy the free benefits, beware. Beware lest you forget the Lord which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You and I can begin to feel that we are entitled. Especially in these days, we are entitled to that. Our mask, our gong, our sanitizer has done the job. That's what you feel. And fail to render thanks according to that great benefit that God has given you. And I'm talking in parables because you ought to know what that great benefit is. If you have it at all. You're not entitled, brethren, to anything. You and I can begin to have this very bad attitude. The American dream. College education. Piece of real estate. A couple cars parked. Watch out for ingratitude. King Hezekiah's rationale for not rendering according to the benefit given him was because his heart was lifted up. That was the source of the problem. His sin. He rendered no returns to his God according to those great benefits. Point number three. We see the shame of ingratitude. The shame that it brings. The text says, therefore there was wrath upon him. And upon Judah and Jerusalem, wrath came upon him. And upon Judah and Jerusalem, all of those things that Hezekiah had done, all of those good things that he had accomplished, went to nothing. You know the historical story. The things you were treasuring and gloating over came to naught. God spoke through the prophet in 2 Kings 20, verses 16 through 18. The prophet said, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king Babylon. You know what is a eunuch? Someone that can't produce. That was judgment. Daniel was in that lot. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in that batch. You see, when God's people, when God brings judgment on his people, everybody suffer. Just like, oh, all of us suffer these consequences today. All of us even though a trickle of us can come, we are suffering because of judgment. All the things that Hezekiah cherished would be removed to Babylon. What a shame. Now, the same prophet who brought wonderful words to Hezekiah, words of comfort, words of victory to Hezekiah, showed him his shame that would come. And this is how it is. The very temporal blessings that you and I can have will evaporate. Wrath and judgment always bring shame. The sight of sin or ingratitude, recompense on our families, on our church, is shameful. Parents eat sour grapes. Children's teeth set on edge. What happened to Hezekiah? Think of David, a man after God's own heart. Don't you think that he wasn't ashamed to see his son hunting him down for his own, take his own life? Or to take the throne away from him? That's why Shimei cursed him. He said, let him curse me. For if God have done this to me, why can't he curse me? Shame. Brethren, God's wrath brings shame, but the greatest shame is yet to come. There are many symptoms of ingratitude in our church today. Many. Could it be that many are walking in the shoes of Hezekiah, this great man, who was unresponsive to the benefit rendered unto him? But I don't want to dwell any longer on Hezekiah. History is already written. But history is being rewritten. In our day, I'm afraid that history is being rewritten. That many haven't benefited from Old Testament history. The Lord has wonderfully loaded us with great benefits. There are temporal benefits, but there are eternal spiritual benefits. But there are little returns coming back from you. Little or no returns whatsoever from God's people. When we consider the goodness of God, you and I should be thankful, no end for his great mercies. But ingratitude has crept into our lives and in our church. You may feel that you are entitled to God's benefits, that the doors of your church will always be open, that a message would always be coming to you, that your faculties would always be in shape to receive those benefits. I know of some right now that who are waiting out their last days, not knowing when God will take them out. I don't know who is next. You may say, well, I ain't reached that age yet. As though God is concerned about years and time. I just spoke to my aunt just a couple days ago in tears, because she's being deserted by her family in her latter days. You may know someone like this. My friend, we are not entitled. When we consider God's goodness, you may take lightly these benefits, the benefit of deliverance from the wrath to come. You may take lightly the recovery from physical or even spiritual sickness. This is a light thing. And salvation now has become a casual thing. Bumper stickers, got Jesus. What was that? Hezekiah's life was threatened by a physical sickness, but ours are threatened by a spiritual sickness. Have you experienced that wonderful recovery? Then you ought to consider Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present yourself, your body is a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And yet the apostle says, and be you not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. I am sure that most of us, if not all of us, have known someone who have lost a friend or even a relative during this recent epidemic. But God has spared our lives and we are in hiding. These words should penetrate our hearts today. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. And there's a reason why God, the Holy Spirit, singles out the benefit. Even though Hezekiah had many benefits, you are clever enough to fill in the blank. When we weigh our thanks and service to God, what we render to him in our worship, in our giving, and our service doesn't measure up to the benefit God has given us. Shame on you. Your time for him does not amount to much at all. In accordance to these benefits, your worship to him has become sporadic and lethargic. I don't even think some of our people know that there's such a thing as messages stream. I don't think they know. And you talk to some of them, I didn't. Let us not forget what the text says about this good man. There is no temporal, earthly benefit that can compare to the grace and mercy that God has bestowed on sinful men. And yet when you see the returns, we can conclude these same words. Thus we have seen the symptoms of ingratitude. We saw the source of ingratitude. We just looked at the shame ingratitude brought upon this man. His family taken away. But wonderfully, the song has not ended this way. We're thankful. There's a good ending, and that is the solution for ingratitude. The solution. We read in the next verse, 26, notwithstanding. We thank God for the notwithstanding, or the nevertheless. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart. Both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. Hezekiah humbled his heart. And notice when he did it, what he did, he prayed for his people, Judah and Jerusalem, where the wrath of God was upon them. He was the true man of God. He prayed for the same people. Good men, brethren, are very predictable. You hear what I tell you? Good men or Christians are often predictable. They will repent. They will recant their pride. Because pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is the goats that never recant their position. The Bible says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Hezekiah got grace. If God was to mark iniquity no one would stand. But there is forgiveness with him that he must be feared. The Lord gave Hezekiah peace and truth in his final years. You know the history. He spared the king the sight of seeing his children and his grandchildren dragged off to Babylon. Because it happened in chapter 36. He didn't see that. And at times God spare us from seeing the judgment he's going to bring on our church and our children. He spares us. He spared him the sight of seeing many young virgins raped and ravished and young men neutered, eunuchs. The private parts ripped out. This is the devil, how he works. It's a picture of what God takes away from us. It's not physical. Look at our church today. Ponder what's going on to our youth. If you and I can read these things about Hezekiah, what do you think that God has to say about me and you? One of the reasons that I am convinced that the Bible is God's word to man is because if man had written this book about himself, he would not mention his sin. He would not mention that he failed to render again accordingly to what was done, the benefits. He wouldn't write that. He would leave that out. We will speak well of ourselves, but not God. He's showing us that every king, though they did good, they had sinful hearts. And though we may be Christian, we're just as wicked. He showed us how great men have erred, that you and I can correct our ingratitude. That's what it is. Some people never seem to be thankful for any of God's temporal blessings. And some are even worse, that never thank him for his spiritual blessings. They don't show it. By God's grace, we were allowed to maintain a witness in bringing the gospel to the Lord's people. We have heard from some, but what about the others? We have received from some, but what about you? Are you still in a mode of ingratitude? Yeah. Are you still neglecting this goodness that is done unto you? The coronavirus will soon be long forgotten. If the Lord tarries, just like any other deadly disease that we have seen. And I mentioned some long, long time ago when the people used to come to the school and stick around for smallpox and these different things. Epidemics, we had to get our shots. Came, and then another one worse came. Then the next one. There are diseases that are ripping havoc in the continent of on the continent of Africa. This one is going to go. But is our ingratitude going to continue? We're not entitled to God's goodness. It leads to repentance. And like I say, some people are never thankful. By God's grace, he has allowed us to continue. But as I was saying, have I heard from you? Could it be that the Hezekiah syndrome has affected our church more so than the coronavirus? Were they not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They're not found except the stranger. Jesus said, to this people who were unthankful, and he was a Samaritan. It was really an aim at Jewish organized religion. It was an aim at them, and he was a Samaritan. He's not expected to render thanks for the benefit, but salvation is of the Jews. Just like you and I who have become saved. When we render thanks, we will visibly show it. Let us not forget the goodness of God. Let us not forget his great benefit. Let there be a nevertheless or a notwithstanding in your attitude. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart. Both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. I would like this to be said of me. When you and I render thanks, brethren, it would be shown visibly. Let your light so shine upon men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Can't be more plainer. We will avail ourselves for worship. We wouldn't be allowed the media, the news, networks to bombard and dictate our feelings. We will be people of Scripture, praying always for the saints, seeking always to serve God's people. We will express the words of the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." We heard that quoted many times. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits." And then they are listed. "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Hell, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies day by day?" He's the one that is protecting us. Come on. Thank God. There was a nevertheless, a notwithstanding. We thank God for that. And there needs to be a notwithstanding in your life. Notwithstanding, he humbled himself. Because of this recant, Hezekiah had an honorable death. You know that, unlike Uzziah, the one we saw last time, he had an honorable death. A state funeral. Look at the last verse, verse 33 of 2 Chronicles 32. "Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. And Manasseh his son reigned in his stead." This now is not a different title altogether. "And Manasseh." Because when you leave, you're not responsible for who come behind. You do what you have to do in your lifetime, brethren. Let us, brethren, today pay close attention to those symptoms that I made known. Pay attention to those symptoms. If I can see the symptoms of ingratitude, you ought to see them. I am only here to remind you that there are there symptoms of a people that are ungrateful. Don't be like Hezekiah. Pay attention to the ingratitude. "But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him." When you look at the benefit that Hezekiah received, his returns was zero. Not according to the benefit. Could it be that it is coming from a source? The heart was lifted up. Could it be the source? Could it be that's your problem? The source. But let me tell you, there is shame coming one day for ingratitude. Let us pay close attention to this source. But let us be warned about the shame. Therefore, there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and upon Jerusalem. You see, that's the wages of sin, death. But we are thankful for the gracious solution God offers us. He says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. This concludes another message on one of the great kings. Hopefully, the next time we get together, we will look at another good king. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you will bless everything that was said and every error that you would dismiss. It is my fault, and I ask for forgiveness if there was anything said amiss. But Lord, we pray that this word would reach the intended object, those who are demonstrating attitudes of ingratitude. They may think they're doing well, but the scripture says that Hezekiah did not render according to the benefit done unto him. His heart was lifted up, and therefore wrath was upon him, Judah, and Jerusalem. We pray that you will spare us, O Lord, the shame, and that you will set us at liberty to honor your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.